seen it in we've seen it on bumper stickers, billboards, and we've even seen it taught on TV. I'm talking about the phrase, Jesus is coming soon. Really? Are these people that teach this know something that we don't know? Well, I think they do. I think it fails to consider what Christ said in Matthew 24, verse 36 through 39. And reading there, Christ says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man." But, so I thought we might look at just two or three of the arguments that they make about Christ is coming. So, they refer to Luke 21:24 concerning the scattering of the Jews after the fall of Jerusalem. And, you know, that scattering pretty much was the end of the Jewish nation. And then these coming soon denominations turned to the reestablishment of the nation of Israel in 1948 as a sign of the approaching end. Now they present this verse concerning the fall of Israel or destruction, but they don't offer any verse as considering Israel's rebirth. In actuality, God promised just the opposite to Israel. In Leviticus 24, God promised to destroy Israel if they were disobedient. And then in Deuteronomy chapters 4 and chapters 8, God said Israel would be driven from the land if they disobeyed, and that they would cease to be a nation. There was no promise of restoration from God. Another argument they like to put forth is, as a sign, is the decline of morality. Recent years. And it's true that morality has declined in recent years, but this has always been true. Paul described the decay of the Gentiles in Romans 1, chapters 18 through 32. In those verses there, Paul presents quite a list of some of the most vile and ungodly sins that were being practiced by the Gentiles at that time. Paul said that those who practiced such things had changed the incorruptible glory of God into something that was corrupt. God basically gave up on them and turned them over to their debased minds. And of course, we know the Old Testament is filled with example after example of man's immorality. Remember the words of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5 just before the flood. And it reads that, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Now, before the flood of Noah's time, it said that every intent was evil. Now, as bad as it is today, I don't think we've sunk quite that low yet. Of course, the Apostle Paul gave thought to warn Timothy that in the last days, and that's the Christian age, that they would be filled with difficulty because of corrupt minds. I think one reason that immorality is considered something new today is because people have forgotten about it in the past. Another argument that they like to put forth that Jesus is coming soon is they say there's famines and violence and war. Again, this isn't a valid argument. There's always been violence in the war ever since Cain slew Abel. Nation has always fought against nation. And poverty has always been and always will exist. Jesus in Mark 14 and 7 said, "For you have the poor with you always. And whenever you wish, you may do them good." So Jesus says, we're always going to have the poor. And I think lastly, we'll look at their argument that there's an increase in apostasy as signs of Christ coming. They use 2 Timothy chapter 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And it reads there, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to the parents, unthankful and unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away." So these second converts are, you know, that are claiming that Christ is coming soon, claim that these last days spoken of here are the last days before Christ's return. I mean, the reality, obviously, Paul's speaking about the last age, the age of Christianity, the last dispensation. You know, and all the points that they use are nullified in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8. And that reads, here's Jesus speaking again. "And Jesus said unto them, Take heed that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." So these things are things that preceded the fall of Jerusalem, not that we're going to precede or we're going to be signs of Christ's imminent return. And we know Jesus is going to return. It could be soon, but no one can honestly say, can legitimately say, it's going to be soon. We just don't know. If someone teaches it, teaches this doctrine that Christ is coming soon, I think it's fair to say he's teaching false doctrine. He says that's a fact. It's going to happen at that point in time, but only God knows when it's going to happen. But someday, sooner or later, of course, Jesus will return to claim his own and to judge all mankind. In Romans 14:11, we read there, "For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess God." So our question is, are we ready for his return? Are we ready for that final judgment?